Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon. This is Trey. I'm here to provide some insight into what I've been considering a lot lately, and that's integrity and how we each define it differently for ourselves if we feel as if we're living with it. I think a lot of people feel as if they're living with integrity, but when put in front of outside scrutiny, that definition of integrity doesn't stand up. Digging down the rabbit hole of integrity and my thought process behind this talk and how I wanted to approach it, I found myself thinking of a lot of lies I've told myself over the years, a lot of negative feelings I've subjected myself to. You know, one of the best compliments I have gotten, can get, especially in the past 7 or 8 months, is that I've helped inspire others to be the best versions of themselves. They see my sobriety as a kind of wake-up call. They ask, how do you do that? How do you hang out with your friends? How do you gather around other people and not drink? Or how do you not eat sugar? That's silly. That's stupid. Like, why? How do you treat yourself? You have to have mental happiness to be healthy. That last part's true. You do need mental happiness to be healthy. But when I think about all of the feelings I've had when I've been way too drunk or eaten way too much garbage, you may be happy for a little bit, but that hangover, the hangover from the booze, the hangover from that sugar rush, the way it makes you feel, the way it makes you look, there's so much negativity associated with those two things that I don't want to have those feelings ever again. And so the question of integrity comes into play there. I've done way too much embarrassing shit in my life while intoxicated that I can't justify getting that way again, because that creates so much anxiety. It may be fun for a few hours, but the next day, the literal and the metaphorical hangover that you have, wanting to crawl on the grounds of the bathroom or wanting to crawl under your bed because you're so embarrassed about the things you said or you did, that's not me living with integrity. We deal with so much crippling anxiety in this country, and I'm sure worldwide. But I know that the vast majority of it here is self-inflicted, at least from the anxiety that I've put upon myself. I know that to be the case. Whether it's sticking around a working environment that is toxic, but not wanting to put in the work to find something new and something healthier for you, or maintaining relationships that are not good for your mental state, but they are comfortable. You know, when I think of integrity, I think of not telling little white lies. We all know that you shouldn't lie. We know that lying is morally reprehensible. But it's the little lies that fly under the radar. It's the little lies that nobody thinks twice about. It's the little lies we tell ourselves so we can justify poor behavior. Ernie and I just recorded a conversation yesterday, and I know the timeline of this is going to be all screwed up, but we discussed how easy it is to make excuses for ourselves, how easy it is for me to make an excuse to not go out for a run, saying I'll do it tomorrow, I'll do it the next day. Whereas if we just take one little step toward that goal, do 1% better, we will reach it. But telling myself a lie that I'll do it tomorrow is the easiest way to fall away from my goals. Telling yourself that it's okay to have a cheat day. A cheat day. What a silly, silly notion. There are things we want to accomplish. There are serious goals that we have. And we think it's okay to set them back. To set back your weight goal. Your goal is to lose 20 pounds. Fantastic. Work hard. Diet. Eat healthy. That's what I mean by diet. Eat healthy. Exercise. Get enough sleep. And you want to drink a pop with 50 grams of sugar? You want to eat that birthday cake in the office? What's that going to do for you? What's that going to do for your mental state when tomorrow or the next day, not only are you not down weight, but you're 3 pounds up? The little rush of dopamine you get right now is not worth the depressive state you get put in down the line because you decided to feel good now, as opposed to bask in a goal accomplished in 2 weeks, a month. Integrity. Don't make excuses. Don't make excuses why you can't do something. Don't make excuses why it should be somebody else who has to put in the work and not you.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.